You are listening to Wait a Minute with Beth and Jessica. This is episode 76. This is a podcast episode we recorded a while ago, a couple of years ago, and this was before GLP-1s were available to people seeking weight loss. And so this was a conversation about the dichotomy or holding space for two things that can be true, which is that you might be someone who's interested in losing weight or body fat, but you're also maybe, you know, buying into the belief that, yeah, you're not supposed to care about your weight or you want to love your body the way it is. And this was an important conversation that we've had that we want to reshare with everybody, especially now in this new time where we do have different tools and resources in our pocket. I think a lot of people come to us wondering what's the right path for them or what should they do. And it's never been our job to tell people exactly what to do, only to give you guys as much information as we can so that you can make your most informed choices. And so we want to share this podcast with you again. Enjoy. So I had a great conversation with my friend recently about weight loss and opposing beliefs. And I thought it would be such a fun topic to chat about with you, Beth, on this podcast for our listeners. So what do you say?
I'm always up for a great conversation.
We didn't talk about this podcast before, so this is like totally fresh in our brains. So this friend came to me saying she was having a desire to lose weight lately, but like it wasn't sitting well with her because she's also really on board with body positivity and wants to be a quote unquote, you know, good feminist. And, you know, that because of what she's learned about anti-diet culture, she was actually flipping this on herself and then creating shame about wanting to lose weight.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So does this friend know that you're talking about her on a podcast?
Oh, like, yeah, is she cool with this? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. She's not a client. She's totally a friend. I actually asked her, I was like, do you want to be on this podcast with us? Because I thought it'd be interesting. She was like, no, because we're going to have her on at a later date. So,
well, all that aside, I just want to say the reason why that comes up for me is like, I don't want people to think like we're like, don't fear if you're a client. Yeah, or
we're not outing,
like,
we're not outing out everybody's laundry for sure. No, this is totally approved.
Because we don't want to you to feel like you're a podcast fodder if you have a conversation with me. Okay, so that dichotomy is totally normal and natural, particularly because when we are becoming aware of something, but we're still working it out within ourselves, it just feels like we're in this weird crossroads of sorts. And so to me, it's like not all of her parts are on board yet with wanting to lose weight. And so then it can feel hard to make a decision or move forward because you're hearing that ping pong of opposing chatter, like, I want to, but I don't want to. And then, oh my gosh, now I'm feeling shame because I don't know if I should be really, do I want to lose weight? So I think that that's totally normal.
Exactly. So I'm going to share some of the thoughts that she offered for sharing.
Okay.
But first, I just want to preface this by saying, like, this is an example of all or nothing thinking. I think it can be confusing to the brain, and it's normal to be confused if you're believing there must only be one right answer. In diet culture, we're taught, okay, the right answer is weight loss. And then in anti-diet culture, the right answer is don't lose weight.
Or just, you know, follow your intuition or whatever.
Right, right. So if we were only thinking there's one right answer, you know, then our brain kind of glitches out. We're trying to put something in a specific box. It has to go in box A or B. And if it doesn't fit in box A or B, our brain just literally glitches out and we stew in confusion. And then we continue to seek outward, quote unquote, the answer, right?
Right.
Because we are humans, not robots. There is an in-between. And you may or may not agree with some thoughts provided to you by diet culture. And you may or may not agree with some thoughts learned from anti-diet culture. You might have some opposing thoughts. And we talked about this earlier with labels. You don't have to be just one thing or have just one desire from a specific box. You mm-hmm. can have two opposing truths in existence.
It would feel almost unnatural to always only think in one linear way.
Yeah.
But we get the message often that that's not the case. Like, we should only be in this camp or that camp of many different things. But if we're talking about diet culture here, or dieting, right. or weight right. loss, or health seeking, however you want to label it, there's only the one way.
Right.
So then we really spin when we can't reconcile that one way is not at all what's right for us. And so then we're like, well, what now? What do I do? And so then you're stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also interesting from a coaching perspective, because that's what our brain is designed to do, is to look for ways to keep us stuck so that we don't move forward, because it is scary to make change. Mm-hmm. We end up in that spin. So, okay, I wanted to share a few of these thoughts that we can talk about, because I think some people will identify with these belief systems on either side. Mm-hmm. I thought they were really interesting too.
So these, let me be clear, these are thoughts that she had?
Yeah, she is a life coach.
Okay.
We talk in life coach language, which is often, you know, so she was able to look at her brain, and these were thoughts that she noticed her brain was sending okay. her. And then she shared them with me, and then we looked at them. So I want to do this with the audience so that they can kind of get an idea of like, how do we do this?
Yeah.
So one of her thoughts was like, well, if I want to lose weight, then that means that there's some type of like unlovability or unworthiness work that I haven't uncovered. And so like, I need to keep doing more work in this area in a way that keeps me stuck from moving forward. Because I'm like, no, I need to keep doing more work on my sense of worth and my lovability.
So is she saying that she feels stuck because she feels like if she doesn't do the work on uncovering any unworthiness or unlovability, then she can't go towards her goals?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Just the desire to lose weight mm-hmm. means that she must do some work on herself first.
Correct. Yes.
So it's like, oh, I can't focus on my goals of weight loss, because what this really means is that there's something else wrong with me.
Correct. Yeah. You mentioned before she was liking the body positively components of
it. Yeah, like she's already on board. She's like, I love this movement and I've embraced it. I already love myself.
Yeah. So it feels like if you are in the body positivity camp, that it feels like you shouldn't have the desire to lose weight. And so, you know, I think about, well, what are the whys of mm-hmm. wanting to lose weight, and do you like them? We talk about this a lot. And yeah. so I think that this is definitely where that is, because part of me is like questioning, is it really about unlovability and unworthiness that's not uncovered? Maybe she's just not clear on what her whys are, or some of her parts of her are not clear and are not necessarily in line with them. So I would definitely want to have her look into doing more work of the reasons behind being happier if she loses weight. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking into, do you think you'll be happier if you lose weight or not? And that sort of thing. And then if your why is I'm not feeding myself with nourishing foods and I'm feeling tired and achy, those are very different things, right? Talk about like, you have to have that come from a good place.
Yeah, exactly.
So flip the message that you're telling yourself, that I want to make these changes to the inputs in my daily life, not just I want to lose weight, and not think, well, oh, I must have some unworthiness that I haven't uncovered yet. But if you're still wondering if there's still thoughts about unworthiness, check in with those internal thoughts and feelings and a bit of quiet reflection. And so is there a part of you that really does believe and needs reassurance that she's 100% accepted as is? And does she know she's feeling her best in terms of health and weight? So there could be just a part that's like, no, I actually don't feel worthy, but it's being railroaded by all these other ones that want to move on this health train.
So something that I had shared with her just in this conversation was like, it really just becomes your decision. Like you said, it's your why. And as long as you like your why. Mm-hmm. So even if your why is a little bit about vanity, if you truly do align with that, if you like that why, it's okay. As long as you're taking action again from that loving place.
Right. Not from vanity, from a hate standpoint.
Exactly. So that's the thing is, does being vain mean that you have to hate yourself? Can right. you be vain and love yourself? I think you can.
Probably. Why not?
I mean, I think it's human nature to be a little bit vain.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that vanity is negative. Do we really think that just because you have some self-acceptance exactly. and want to look a certain way that vanity means bad? I think vanity is only bad when we're creating negativity towards others and ourselves with it. So, but yeah. if you're not, then sure. Vain. Let's do
it. Yeah, I think we're tying up the word vanity. We're tying up the action of dropping body fat as these things that either have to be very altruistic or super vain. But it's like, what if it's none of that? What if it's just an action that you take? And as long as your mind is right about it, then it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I literally wrote, be thin, be fat, be a cat, just be nice to yourself first.
Be a cat.
Yeah, it started rhyming. This is when I was like a little feverish, right? So yeah. I don't know. Ultimately, like you get to decide what you want to do, and you can, mm-hmm. you can love yourself. And also, you don't have to do more work in that area if you already feel like you've done it and you can want to lose weight. Those two opposing truths can be true.
True.
The other thought was wanting to lose weight is a sign that you're participating in the patriarchy, which then means I'm complicit in participating in the patriarchy and therefore, quote unquote, bad for wanting to lose weight.
Interesting.
I was like, well, can you be a quote unquote good feminist and also want to change your body? Sure. Why not?
Right.
We wrap up these different ideas with each other because other people told us that they belong together, but they don't have to belong together.
Mm-hmm. My response is all decisions about your body are yours. All of them.
Yeah.
So not in favor of or in opposition to anyone, any ideal right. or otherwise. You give your power away whenever you don't fully stand up for yourself, even if you think you are doing it to not be a part of an established system that you are opposed to. If it's not coming from your true place about yourself, it doesn't matter. It has to be about you and your decisions 100% because you don't want to feel like you're, you know, participating in the patriarchy. Like that is still giving some thoughts about yourself and power away to something else.
Yeah, I think that's so perfectly said. I couldn't add to that any better. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All decisions about your body are yours. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I wish that the government and other humans would agree with that.
Yeah.
But if we can all kind of start from there, and that includes all of it, you know, the fight against reproductive rights, the fight against my own body as mine is your decisions are your decisions. And it's not up for somebody else's opinion to decide.
Yeah.
When we think about body size and health and doctors,
yes,
we want to value what the doctor might say in some regards about our health, but there's components of it that like there are people that don't value those things the way a medical doctor does, but they still need and want medical care, but the doctors are treating them in a particular way because they have a different value. So we can't make decisions that are not aligned with ourselves. So
yeah. Yeah. And you could say it on either side. Like if you're listening to diet culture or you're listening to anti-diet culture and you're just mm-hmm. kind of following what that says because you're putting your trust in this outward place,
mm-hmm.
is that really aligning with your own autonomy?
Right.
So yes, you can be a great feminist and want to change your body. There's nothing wrong with that. This final thought that she shared with me, I thought was interesting too, which is the idea of not wanting to lose weight is a sign you've successfully done your body image homework. Therefore, if I want to lose weight, then I must not be successful yet in this area. What she's saying is like, well, I thought I did all my work. I thought I loved mm-hmm. my body. But if I want to lose weight, then maybe I don't really love my body, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, why can't you have a great body image and not want to change it? It all comes back to, well, why do you feel like you want to change? And are you okay with your why? And is it coming from a good place? Because maybe it's an experiment. It's like, well, I want to try this, or I want to see how do I feel like this? Or do I want to get more muscular? Do I want to get more bendy? What are some of the explorations of this human body and what it can't do?
Yes.
And so that if we can come at it from that, it's like, what can my body do when I do this with it?
Yes. It's nobody else's business what you want to do with it.
Correct.
And so it's the most important thing. And what we tell everybody when they walk away is, I want you to know how to make your own decisions and choices about how you go about putting food into your body at right. the end of this. Wherever you find yourself in life, in whatever phase, you know how to take the next step, whatever that step may be. Whether it is working more on lovability and, you know, liking your body the way it is, or it's knowing how to change it if you want to change it.
That's right.
What matters is just that you make the decision and you get to decide what you want to believe, and you can hold two truths at once. Sometimes it can be confusing, right? You're like, where am I at? I like to ask my question like, well, am I feeling chill about this decision? Because I think when it comes to weight loss, we feel this sense of rush, and we've already talked about what is that rush about.
Yeah.
And so if you're feeling anxious or in a rush, or you notice those mean thoughts seeping in, that's the yellow flag for sure.
Yeah. I think another yellow flag, it's almost like a nervous urgency. Like we're seeking information and desires in a way that wouldn't, you know, if we're like, oh, what color couch cushion would I like to have?
You know? That's a great example of just an everyday, normal, boring thought. You can go down the wormhole of like, well, why is blue the best color for a couch? Yeah.
Is that the Pantone color of the year? Is that what I should be doing? Is that what color I should paint the walls?
And then what happens is people are like, oh, I love this blue couch. I'm going to try out this blue couch. And then all of a sudden an article comes about the pink plush couch. And they're right. like, well, I just read this article about the pink plush couch. Well, now I got to throw out my blue couch and I'm going to have to buy a pink couch.
Right. Or maybe I can hide it with these pink pillows and that will help. And so think about all the things that we would do putting that into diet culture. It's like, well, I really feel good when I eat this way, but this new diet tells me that I'll feel better and do it if I eat this way. So I guess I'll try that, but it's going against how I really feel good eating this type of food.
I've actually heard that a couple times recently from people. Yes.
Ooh.
Where they were like, I'm doing it. I'm on the right track. And it's like, it's normal. It's like, I feel good. And then it's like, oh yeah, I read this thing and now I'm going to try something different, which is fine. If it's coming from that place of curiosity again, you know, and exploration, like, of course, do whatever's going to feel good to you. You know, when we're also like, no, I just have to follow whatever is coming at me. Like that is a moving target and you're never going to hit it.
Never. Since the beginning of time. So are you chill about it?
Yeah. What is the vibe? If you're feeling anxious and like you said, it's that sense of urgency, then that might be something worth exploring. But you can have two opposing beliefs. They can both be true and you can hold them both simultaneously. And then you can decide what you want because you're a human with autonomy.
We'll wrap it up with a nice, pretty bow. The lesson is to be whatever you want to be. And please be nice to yourself first. So remember, your brains want to make things more complicated than they really are for some reason. So we like to overthink it. We like to get in this thought loop of monkey brain madness. And it's a trick to keep you stuck. So don't fall into it. If something feels off, check in. What is the message behind the thought loop? Is it true? Is it monkey mind? Or is there a part of you that is not okay with something and it needs to be heard?
Perfectly said. I sure hope we gave you something new to think about today and helped you take one more step on your path to freeing yourself from diet culture. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Instagram at @path_nutrition. If you are feeling stuck in your health, maybe you're not taking the action that you know you need to take, or you need more guidance in your nutrition or your relationship with food, we would love to get to know you and work with you. So please go to pathnutrition.com to learn more about our offerings.